This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinx.
My name's Mark. I'm on the plumbing course, week three, and I'm quite enjoying the course.
Hi, Mark.
Hello there.
So, Mark, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I've been working as a painter and decorator, and I'm currently working as a delivery driver. I start at 3 in the morning and finish about 10 to 11 o'clock. 2 years ago, I was out of work for a few weeks, and I fancied a career change, and I saw the advert on the TV. I applied for the Train for Trade. The guy came round and told me all about the course, and I thought about it for a few days, and then I got back to him and started the course.
So you mentioned is it delivery driver you work as at the moment?
Yes.
You work like sort of unsociable hours in the night and stuff.
Yeah.
How are you finding that sort of balancing it around with your studying then?
I'm finding it okay, and what I'm planning on doing is, if I qualify, is to put an advert out and hopefully build up my own sort of business where I can do small jobs during the day until I've got enough work to go and do it on my own.
Your training as a plumber then, mm-hmm. Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
I've worked on building sites for many years, and I've seen the plumbers, and yes, I've been sort of interested in it for quite a few years.
You mentioned you've worked on building sites before.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of jobs are you doing there then?
I've been a painter and decorator from just after I left school. But I'm a bit fed up with it, and I fancy something different.
So have you been doing any sort of plumbing jobs or doing any work outside of your course then?
No, not really. I put a toilet system on, and that's about it really, nothing too serious.
So you're on your practical training at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How are you finding it?
I enjoyed the practical. I'm enjoying the course, really.
We've talked a little bit about the practical side of the course. Let's switch over to the theory side. How have you been finding that?
To start with, I was really enthusiastic, but now I'm having to sort of motivate myself a little bit. You know, it's getting a bit harder. You know, I'm doing at least a few hours a week, if not more, and just gradually going through it because you can do it in your own time.
Let's talk about your plans for the future then. So when you finish your course, got your qualifications, and you mentioned you want to ideally be finished by the end of the year.
Yeah.
What are your plans for next year then?
I'm going to see what happens when I finish the course. If I feel confident enough to go out on my own straight away, I will do. But I was thinking of maybe just edging my way in generally by doing a few jobs for friends and family just to get that bit more experience, and then put an advert out in a local newspaper and take it from there, really.
If someone's listening to this interview and is thinking about retraining, have you got any sort of tips or advice for them?
I would recommend it to people if that's what they want to do. The practical's good. They explain everything really well. They're friendly. Yeah, I'd recommend it.
That's great, Mark. Thanks very much. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, have a nice day. Bye.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.